This is The Listening Project. I'm Jeff Williams. Coming up, we'll learn about the Benton Public Library.
Support for WSIU comes from Southern Illinois Healthcare Rehab Unlimited, providing outpatient physical, occupational, and speech-language therapies in alliance with the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago. Details at sih.net.
Today's story comes from Susan Stickle and Mary Eubanks. Susan is the director of the Benton Public Library, and Mary is a former library employee and longtime volunteer. They recently sat down to talk about the library and some of its history on its 100th anniversary.
Well, I just wanted to help people. I've always wanted to do that, and this is just another opportunity to do that. So that's really what I wanted. I wanted to be in the helping profession. I had experienced with my mother a social worker that came into the hospital room one day. And when I was young, I didn't know what her title was, and I inquired, and they said she was a social worker. So I knew then I wanted to do that. So I had gotten a degree in social work, and I was a medical social worker for a while. But I've always loved to help people, and I get to do that in this role as well.
Tell us about your biggest challenge of your position on an atypical day at Benton.
Well, my biggest challenge is technology. So I really have to depend on folks that are more knowledgeable than I am about it. And they're really good to help me with it. And there really is no typical day here. Every day is different. I come in with a plan. I have an agenda, but I'm seldom able to follow it.
I agree. Everybody's knocking on her door. What do you enjoy about your job?
Well, like I said earlier, the thing I enjoy most about my job is to know I'm helping people. And when I get feedback from it, that's really rewarding to know that I have done that.
Do you have any long-range plans for the library?
I'd like to expand the children's area out to include the outside. I think that would be a wonderful addition to the library. We have wonderful children's programs here, and I just think that would be one of the best things we could focus on. We would extend, be east of the building. I'm not sure how expansive, but I just think that would be a good direction to go.
When the architects designed this, they originally had a plan for like a patio setting with the brick benches and stuff where you could have programs out there. And so because we do get too many things, we have a lot going on and we have a big crowd a lot of times, and we have to go outside anyway because in the summer, you know, for summer reading programs. Mm-hmm. I was a children's librarian here before I started doing the Illinois genealogy. And so I did deal with a lot of the children. And in the old days, we had the scout cabin that we would have programs there and puppet shows and where we had a big crowd, Indian demonstrations and that sort of thing. And then we moved them around where we could have the most access and the biggest crowd. The old scout cabin that they're about ready to tear down, the log cabin that was built by the WPA, was one of our places that we used. So it was quite crowded in our old library, and then here we run out of space.
We do.
Mm-hmm. And I was still a kid when the old building burned down, and so they moved the books from the library. They were insured. They got 40,000 volumes from the state, but that was just what the state wanted us to have. So other people donated their own books, and so we started that collection from donations and from the insurance that bought 40,000 books, which mainly encyclopedias and history, not that type of books, not a lot of fiction.
I was at the building that was built in 55, that's where I grew up. And I was sad, to tell you the truth, when I heard they were going to tear it down and build a new one. I was a little bit sad, but then I realized how good this would be for the community. So I was kind of bittersweet. Did you feel that way too, Mary?
Yes.
Or were you ready to let it go?
No, I loved it.
I know. I was sad.
But it was really a challenge because of the wiring.
Oh, yeah.
We first got our grant from Bill Gates. It got 10 new computers, and they came and taught us how to use them. And so it was good in a way. It was cramped, you know, but we absolutely just ran out of room. And I think I moved every book in that library about 5 times because they'd wear the carpet out or something wasn't done right, and they'd change the directions of the stacks. And I was ready to retire by the time this one came.
I bet.
That's Benton Public Library Director Susan Stickle and longtime library volunteer and former employee Mary Eubanks. Their story was recorded as part of the 100th anniversary of the Benton Public Library. WSIU's Listening Project chronicles the history of this region we call home by connecting people with place through their stories. You can hear more stories from the Listening Project on our webpage, wsiunews.org. I'm Jeff Williams.